From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A key town is retaken. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Kurdish fighters and Syrian rebels are in full control of the key Syrian border town of Tal Abyad. It says they have pushed Islamic State forces out of the town. Al-Qaeda says Deputy Chief Nasser al-Wuhayshi, the leader of its Yemeni branch, was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. In a video statement, the group said Friday's strike in the city of Mukalla killed Wuhayshi and two others. Russian President Vladimir Putin says more than 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles will be added to the country's nuclear arsenal this year. Addressing the opening of the Russian Defense Ministry's military expo near Moscow, Mr. Putin said the new missiles will be able to overcome any anti-missile defense systems. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg commented on the Russian president's remarks.
This nuclear saber-rattling of Russia is unjustified, it's destabilizing, and it's dangerous.
Jens Stoltenberg. An Egyptian court upheld the death sentence Tuesday for former President Mohamed Morsi in connection with a 2011 mass prison break. The same court also sentenced Mr. Morsi to life in prison on Tuesday in a separate case involving charges of conspiring with foreign groups, including the Palestine militant group Hamas. Tuesday's rulings also include a death sentence for Brotherhood leader Mohamed Badieh and life in prison for other leaders. All of the sentences can be appealed. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is deeply concerned by the sentences handed down in Egypt. This is VOA News. In an unprecedented demonstration of cooperation, Pakistan's military says its troops crossed the border Tuesday and went inside Afghanistan to rescue an Afghan soldier who was critically wounded in a firefight with terrorists. The Pakistan military says Afghan authorities requested the evacuation and treatment of the soldier. Afghan authorities have not yet commented on the incident. The U.S. Senate has voted 78-21 to ban the use of torture in the interrogation of terrorism suspects and other detainees held by the United States. Michael Bowman reports.
Tuesday's vote followed last year's bombshell report by the Senate Intelligence Committee detailing years of abject abuse, from waterboarding to rectal feeding, inflicted on detainees captured by the United States after the attacks of September 11, 2001. The committee's top Democrat, Senator Dianne Feinstein, wrote the report and co-authored the legislation, which limits all U.S. agencies, from the Pentagon to the CIA, to interrogation techniques authorized by the Army Field Manual. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
U.S. lawmakers sharply criticized government hiring and technology officials Tuesday for not preventing a recent cyber attack. That attack compromised personal information for at least 4.2 million current and former federal workers, and likely millions more. Congressman John Chaffetz told Catherine Archuleta, chief of the government's employment agency, that the Office of Personnel Management had totally failed. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has announced a new multi-million-dollar global program to get more girls into education. The First Lady is promoting the program on a trip to Britain, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell.
Students at the Mulberry School for Girls in East London gave Michelle Obama a raucous welcome Tuesday. The U.S. First Lady was treated to singing and dancing displays and hugs from many of the girls. She may be their hero, but Michelle Obama insisted it was her privilege to meet the students.
I am beyond thrilled that you are working so hard to complete your education.
The U.S. First Lady is in Britain to promote her Let Girls Learn initiative. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Another Republican has entered the 2016 presidential race in the United States. Billionaire real estate magnate Donald Trump announced his candidacy at his New York skyscraper Tuesday. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a resolution calling for Iran to release three American citizens. Those citizens are being held in custody there. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.